All right, we've got a special call for you tonight. Jordan's actually in transit to Australia, and he asked Damar and myself, and I asked my dad if he wanted to join us on the call tonight. Dad, it's just going to be like an old Monday night team call, the Packer boys, except for Adam. So maybe we should three-way him into this conversation.
And Damar's like our older brother.
Yep. So tonight we're going to talk about inviting people, sorting people, not selling people into the program. Sometimes if you feel like you're chasing people, you're not alone. You know, even the best of us seem to chase people. But we're going to talk tonight about how we get people to the process. We're also going to talk about a new tool that came out, socinterview.com. And we're going to explain how we're using that and how we're getting some traction using that. And, you know, we're out here in the field just like you are and exposing people and inviting people to take a look at their cards. So with that, Damar or Dad, do you want to add anything or do you want to just jump right into the call?
Well, I'd like you to ask some questions. That's the best way for me to respond is by asking questions.
All right. So how long have you been with Send Out Cards, Damar?
I started with Send Out Cards in the pilot program back in 2004, October of 2004. I was actually living in New Mexico. My family lived in Utah. I had to take a job out of state. But that's when I started back in the bad old days.
Yeah. Dad, how about you? How'd you get started?
Well, I got started, actually, it's an interesting story. I got started in June of 2005, so a little after you, Damar. But I was actually referred to Send Out Cards by a gentleman that Jordan had tried to sponsor, but he had no interest at that time in the business. And he referred me to Jordan because he heard that I was, at the time I owned my own greeting card company. Wasn't doing too well at it, but I owned my own company. And he was telling me that he had a good friend of his that was the number one wage earner in a greeting card company. So I said, geez, I'd love to talk to this guy and see if I could get him to rep my line of greeting cards. And met with Jordan and, you know, a few days later, I'm now a distributor in Send Out Cards. So, and ironically enough, before Jordan enrolled me, Jeff, he called this guy. His name was Jerry, and he says, "Jerry, do you want to join Send Out Cards? I think that this guy that you referred me to is going to join." And Jerry wasn't ready. And if you're not ready, then you're not ready. And he decided not to. And as a result, here it is. Fast forward 3 years later, or you know, 8 years later, he joins your team, Jeff, down in Tucson. Instead of having, you know, 15,000 people, he probably has, you know, 15 people.
Yep, yeah, that's true.
But timing has to be right for people. It's a sorting business.
Yep. Well, it's funny you say that, Dad, because, you know, we're talking about tonight form. If you're brand new to that word, it stands for family, occupation, recreation, and money. So whenever you get someone, if you ask enough questions about someone else, they either respond with their current situation, whether they'd rather, like, they don't have the time to spend with their family, or they hate their job, or they wish they had more time fishing, or, you know, we just don't have enough money to pay the credit card bills. Whatever the case may be, when you hear something like that, your opportunity is right there in front of you, and then that's where you respond to the situation and say, "Hey, listen, I found something, you know, tell your story. I found something back in 2005. It's really helped me out. I was able to build a part-time business on the side. I would, you know, are you all curious to know what I found?" And shut up. And then basically what we've been doing, Damar and myself, and Dad, you've been trying it out, is actually giving them the video to check out first. It gives a complete overview of what Send Out Cards is before jumping into the walkthrough. So if I was talking to my dad and, you know, I say, "Hey, listen, I got something that I found back in 2005 that's really helped me out a lot. In fact, I was able to quit my job and do this full time, and it's really helped my family out. Would you mind taking a look at it and give me your opinion?" And if he tells me yes, I'm going to send him over the video, socinterview.com, and then I'll say, "Give me a call, see if you have any questions." Or if I might call him back and say, "You know, Dad, what did you like best about what you just saw?" "Well, I had no idea that this kind of company existed," because that's what will happen. And then from there, say, "You know what? I just started, Dad, but or you can teach whatever your story is. I like to, what kind of questions do you have? Well, how long has the company been around for? Whatever the questions may be. Well, you know what? Let me introduce you to my friend DeMar, and DeMar can help you answer your questions. Would it be all right if I patch my friend DeMar in? He's been in the business for a long time, and that's how the process would work. That's how we've been experimenting with it over here. Anything to add there, DeMar?
Yeah, you know, it's real interesting. You know, when you're talking, it brings back a lot of memories. When I first started with Send Out Cards, we had a DVD, a video that showed basically how the card was sent, how that all worked. We didn't have gifts back then, but if we would have had gifts, it would have been on there as well. But then it showed a little bit. There was a couple of interviews with our founder, Cody Bateman, and it talked a little bit about the opportunity and being able to make money with send-out cards. That video I used religiously when I first started. I was in the business. I couldn't do it full-time. I couldn't do, you know, I was working about 10 hours a day, but I had time to pass out that video. And that video I gave to Jordan. I gave to Jimmy Dick and several people when I first started. In fact, that's how I started my business, and I sponsored my first probably about 20 or 30 people just using that video. And what I would do is exactly what you said, is I would say, hey, listen, I need you to evaluate this business. You're going to at least want to join me on the service and use our service that we have, but you're going to see something on the business side that you may want to join me in the business. And it was, you know, roughly like that. And so you can polish that a little bit, and as you get, you know, do that, it becomes better. But that video created me a six-figure income. And after working the business after a while, it created me retirement income, leveraged income, where I really didn't have to work, again, if I didn't want to. So that video is really powerful. And so when last week when that video came out, I was one of the first ones, along with, Jim and Jeff, to use that. So I instantly resonated with it, and I instantly started to use it. And lo and behold, the group that I was using with, within about 48 hours, they'd already signed up three people using that as marketing distributors and send out MD and send out cards. So, you know, it's and that team is still using it. I'm using it, and it's very, very, very powerful and very effective. And that's why Send Out Cards has put it on SockInterview.com, so that anybody can use it if they want to. Now, it's just a tool. It doesn't mean that you have to use it. It's like the Ascend magazine or any other DVD that we have. But, you know, if you're used to using the site, the 123, I call it the 123 site, you can still use that. But this is accelerated. I've seen a lot of activity happening with this opportunity to share people. And the reason I like it is because, see, I'm really sold on the product, as you would think. And, you know, Jeff, you are, Jim, you are. We love the product. We love what it does. It's a product that, you know, hits right at the heart of everything, and that's to make people feel important. Everybody has that need. So we know that. But the opportunity to me is the same. So the two, the product and the opportunity, are one and the same to me. And so I love it that we have a video that explains both, and it does such a good job. It walks through sending the card, and then it interviews Cody on the opportunity.
Let me back up a little bit. So, Dad, if you haven't looked at the video yet, you want to go to stockinterview.com, watch the video. And we're going to give some different ways of sharing the video. But you actually sent Jordan a couple video presentations in the form of DVDs, which this presentation will be shortly, that you can send a card or order some and hand them out to your friends or whatever. But you sent Jordan a video, and then if I'm not mistaken, how I know the story is Jordan had some questions that you couldn't answer, so you called Cody, and Cody and you and Jordan had a three-way call.
Well, here's what happened. I mean, it was kind of like that. What happened was I sent the DVDs. I sent several of them. I gave him several to watch. He didn't watch any of them until the last one. I think it was the fifth one. He still has the card and the DVD that I sent him. But I sent that over and over. He thought that I was spending, $3 to $6. He didn't know, because normally companies charge a lot for DVDs like that. So he thought I was spending a lot of money. So he finally broke down and watched it, and then he sent me an email, and he says, let's talk. And so I called him up, and he was very interested in the product. He, to be honest with you, he was interested in being a distributor, just to maybe, as he talked to people, they might be interested. But he wanted to sample the product, so I let him send a card. Back then, we didn't have a gift account walkthrough. It wasn't even called that. You could set up a sample account, and that's what it was called. I could go into my contact manager. I could go in, and we still have that there today. I could go and set him up a sample account, and under his contact, create a username and a password, and add some points to it, and some expense for stamps. And so I set him up account. He sent a card, and he liked it. That's how he did it. And then what happened is he wanted to know a little bit more. And so I learned a long time ago that third-party verification is critical. So I introduced him to my upline, a couple people up, and then I introduced him to Cody. I actually got him to a Treat 'Em Right and introduced him to Cody. So that's how that worked. I just wanted to either get him to an event or a third party, because I knew that. Now, the funny thing is that Jordan went, for several years, he would call me and do three-way calls with new people that he was introducing to all the time. And he knew the value of it. Third-party verification is really powerful. So that's something that I learned years ago. And I there's a lot of things that I've learned in this industry, and sometimes we forget as leaders to pass that on so that other people can see the process.
So we learned some couple things with that whole conversation there. So basically there was multiple exposures. It sounded like you invited Jordan with a video presentation, three-way call, showing how the product works, sampling them, giving them some samples to use, and that type of thing. So, Dad, is that about right, Damar?
Yeah, absolutely.
And invite him to an actual event. So, Dad, we did a three-way call with the guy that produced that video, Zapia, and what did you like most about it? Because I know you love doing gift accounts. And what did you like most about it?
I enjoy walking somebody through sending a card, Jeff. I mean, I just enjoy that whole process. And I've tried to develop the skills to have a lot of fun with it when I do it. At the same time, if I look back, and before I even met with Jordan that day, I had met another Send Out Cards rep. Ironically enough, Damar, it was Don McDonald, who's an executive in Send Out Cards. I happened to meet with her. I went to a networking event, and she stood up and said she was in a greeting card business. So I went over and talked to her, and she gave me a video, or the DVD, I mean. And because I already had an appointment with Jordan on that Thursday of that week, she kind of backed off and said, well, just watch the video, and we'll tell you a little bit more about our company. And I remember bringing the video home and putting it in, and I didn't watch the whole video, but I watched enough of it that I realized that there was a company behind Jordan, and that I felt very content with that. I had forgotten that until you started telling the story, Damar. But I actually looked at a DVD before I joined Send Out Cards. Now, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched enough of it to know there was a company behind it, which made me feel good. And, yeah, I enjoy doing walkthroughs, Jeff, but I met a guy the other day. It was Friday at our country club, and one of the members came up to me and said, Jim, I got somebody I want you to meet. and he introduced me to this guy, and he says, you should talk to Jim because he's got a really unique greeting card service. And I talked to him real briefly, and I said, give me your information, and I'll call you, get back to you. And then after you and I had the conversation, Jeff, over the weekend, I said, well, I'm going to experiment. I'm going to use this video. And so I sent him to sendoutcardsinterview.com. And I told him that sock video, yeah. And I said to him, hey, I'd like to have you watch the video. And I said, quite frankly, it's going to be about, it's long. It's about 25 minutes long. But I'd like to have you watch it because if you watch it, it's gonna make for a much more meaningful conversation when you and I get together and talk further. And all of a sudden, it was like a breath of fresh air. I was like, here, watch it. It was almost like the video's doing the sorting for me now. And all of a sudden, I said, boy, that was like a breath of fresh air. I just, I gave him the link. I said, go ahead and watch it, and let's you and I talk on Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to getting his reaction to it. And I'm thinking, that's easy, and anybody can do that. That's duplicatable. Not everybody can get to the website or figure out how to get to the website and show how to send a card, but everybody can send them that link.
I was like, it doesn't matter what works. It matters what duplicates, right?
Right, absolutely.
What can your team do more of? And if they can,
they can hand off that link a lot easier than they can walk somebody through sending a card. There's no question about that. I'm curious as to I know it's 25 minutes long, and I know it's a reason why it's 25 minutes long. But your thoughts of the and I love the guy that does it. I think he's believable. He's got a kind of a little New York accent or whatever. And if everybody hasn't watched the video, they should, because it really is. And I know they're making some tweaks to it and changes to it even further. But, DeMar, what's the thought process behind a 25-minute video versus a 7-minute video?
Well, one of my distributors that's using it religiously since it came out, Robert and his team, one of his team members that just joined, I asked him the question, and this is a seasoned networker, and he said, would you rather use a 4 or 5 minute video, or would you rather use a 25 minute video? And here's his response. And by the way, he's using the 25 minute video. He said, how can somebody make a decision in 3 to 5 minutes? He goes, he watched the, he's been using the other one. He signed up several weeks ago. And as soon as this new one came out, he says, that's the one I want to use. And he's the one that's sponsoring several people. In fact, tomorrow we're meeting with, I think, three or four of his people tomorrow that are strictly using that video. In the video, it explains the product. It explains the process. And it explains the opportunity. And it does it in 25 minutes. The video I used to use was about 56 minutes long and doing the same thing. And so really, if you look back in the old days when I started, we had an hour video, and this is cut down in 25 minutes, and it does a really good job. And I found out that if you tell people, it's really simple. Hey, Jim, I want to give you a video. And after you get through watching, it's 25 minutes long. After you get through watching it, it's going to give you all the information you need to either want to be my customer or join my team. Will you watch the video? It's that simple. And you're going to say yes or no. And if I've already prepped you how long it is, you already know how much time to set aside.
I think that's all right, too. I like being honest and upfront and just say, hey, listen, DeMar, I've got a video. I just got involved in a new business. I'd like to have you check it out, evaluate it for me. It's going to give you, you're going to decide right away if you're going to be one of my customers or even join my team. It's going to, just so you know, it's a 25-minute video. I love how you bring that up. You hit the objection right up front.
I took somebody through it today, and I said to him, I'm going to send you a link. I'd like to have you watch the link, and I'm going to tell you right up front it's 25 minutes long. If you're bored to death after 5 minutes, shut it off. That means that you're not, and that's okay. And 25 minutes later, I get an email back, said, that was good. I enjoyed that. And so, I mean, that's another way to approach it. Because
yeah,
I mean, watching it, the first time I watched it, I really held my attention. I couldn't believe that it was 25 minutes long. I thought it was so well done.
Well, you know, Jeff, earlier you brought up form, family, occupation, recreation, money. That's something that I learned years and years and years ago that, you know, you can't go a month, a week, or a day without having somebody complain about those four things. You know, they complain like, hey, I just don't have time for my family. In some conversation, it might not be exactly like that. Like, man, I've got to get home. I don't see my family enough or something. Or you know, occupation. You know, my job is just killing me. Recreation. Man, I cut my check 35% this year, my income 35%, so I can't afford to go on vacations like I used to. Or I don't have enough money. I just never can seem to get ahead. Everybody complains about that. You can't go a day without somebody complain about it, unless you're a hermit living in the mountains. And probably even the squirrels would be complaining. But when people complain, there's a great something I learned from a great networker, and it's really simple. Hey, well, I might have a solution for that. You know, I have a 25-minute video that will explain what I do, and it may help you. I don't know if it's going to work for you or not. I have no idea. It may not be for you. But why don't you take a look at the video and see? At least you'll want to be my customer, I'm sure, after watching it. And that approach is very subtle. It's very sorting, not selling. And, a long time ago, when I was mentored by some of the best networkers in the industry years ago. And they said, your presentation's got to be at the lowest level of competency your mom can do it, your sister can do it. Jordan talks about how an 8-year-old can do it. So, you know, you've got it. Your presentation's got to be honed so that the average person thinks they can do it. If you are very polished and very slick and stuff, a lot of people say, well, yeah, but that person's a salesperson. I can see how they can do it, but I don't. This industry is about people who do a few simple activities. And if they do that and teach other people those activities, the masses, not the classes. This is for the masses, not the classes. And what I mean by that, it's not for the skilled. It's for the ordinary person. That's how network marketing was started. And go ahead.
I had a guy. I did a 3-way call with someone in Seattle today. He just signed up, and. He's a real estate broker. He actually trains other real estate brokers. That's his business. And he's like, I'm actually in the midst of actually building my business. So I have some friends that actually made a lot of money in network marketing. I seriously do not, now that I signed up for it, I just don't know if I'm going to have the time for it. Now, he already got his $50 check in the first week, so that's cool. He loved the service. And I said, Scott, I said, I want you to just focus on whenever you want to bring it up. All I want you to do is show them this video. Say, hey, listen, I'm going to invite you to watch this video. If you have any questions, let me know. And if they have any questions, Scott, since you're brand new, all you're going to do is pick up the phone and call me, and I'll talk to them. With you, of course, so you learn the answers yourself. He's like, well, I can do that. He's like, why do you guys make things so easy? Because network marketing is about being easy. It's not what, like I said, it's not about what works and you closing 100% of the time. It's what duplicates. Can a moron do it? And, you know, the answer is yes. And that's what we're trying to get after here. Anybody can do what we're talking about right now.
Well, I think in order to make the money that most of us want to make, you find out, you know, like I have over the years, that it's not necessarily what you can do, but rather your team can duplicate. And it takes a while for a salesperson like myself to get that through their head. Because you need that duplication. And, you know, you talked earlier, Damar, about some mentors. It came to mind the one that Jim Rowan would say to somebody if he was talking to somebody. He'd ask them the question, have you found the opportunity that's going to take care of you and your family for the rest of your life? And And then based on what their answer, I have another question. How much time do you spend each week looking for that opportunity? And then he says, great, when you start looking, give me a call. And he, you know, gives him his business card. I think that's classic, you know.
Absolutely.
And it, obviously, you have to listen to what people say and pick up on what they say. And like you say, it can be so subtle. Somebody could say, hey, I've got to run. I mean, like the guy at the golf course last week, I've got to run. I got to get back to the office. And I wish I could stay here with you guys and just BS, but I need to get back. And I'm going, okay, all right, that's a sign. That's somebody that, yeah, you know, that we can talk to. So, but it takes time, and this is not a business. A lot of people get in this business and think that, you know, they don't have to apply anything or they don't have to learn. It's like playing golf or bridge or something. You're constantly learning and learning new skills, and you have to put the time and effort in.
But they're simple skills. I remember when I first started in network marketing, you know, a friend of mine that got me involved, a mentor, and he was a great networker, he says, listen, you need to tone down what you're doing. This is not a sales. You're not in sales. What you are is you're in sorting. And he says, tone down. Just learn to ask some simple questions and get people to reply. It's about questions. And it's not about convincing. He said, a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. And he says, you're not coaxing, you're not trying to persuade, you're not trying to manipulate to get the close. What you're doing is sorting. You're finding the people that are like-minded like you that are willing to do it. And if you try to persuade people, you're going to have, and you do, and you're good at it, and then what's going to happen? You're going to have a whole bunch of people that have been persuaded and coaxed and convinced to do this that aren't going to do anything. He says, so you're looking for those that are hungry, those that are looking, those that are looking for a change in their life. And then you're going to teach them some very simple principles, some very simple skill sets, and then teach them to teach it to their people.
What are your thoughts about you know, showing the video and then tomorrow I'm going to show you this video and then you give me a call back so I don't follow up with you? Because Zapia actually built $100,000 a month income doing it that way.
Well, you're talking about not with Send Out Cards, with another company, but they say the fortune's in the follow up, and you know, I'm not, to be honest with you, I don't follow up as much as I should, you know, or I don't even know if it's as much as I should. I'm just not a big follow-up person. And the reason why I'm not is because I always try to look at, when I first started, I only had, you know, a little bit of time every day, and I couldn't follow up with everybody. And so my thing is I bought 100 DVDs, and I was passing them out, and I put $100,000 on each one of them. I says, watch, and this is another approach that I loved because it was real easy. I'd say, listen, I'm in a contest, and I got to get 1,000 people to watch this DVD. And the reason why that 100,000 is on there because it if I don't get 1,000 people, it could cost me $100,000 in a contest. And it's true. That was a fact, that if I got 1,000 people to watch that DVD, I knew that I'd get enough people to create a six-figure income. $100,000 a year. And so, you know, I learned a long time ago that you present the information, get people to take a look at it, do whatever you can to get them, but don't try to convince them and persuade them and sell them. Just sort through. Those who, if they watch the video, they're going to get it if they're interested. If they're not, they're not.
Or if they need a little bit, if they have some questions, you don't answer the questions for them. You get your coach.
I always try to get somebody above me to answer questions. I remember when I first started, every time I had somebody, I would call Dave Pollard, who's my sponsor, and he was working at part-time too, and I'd call him and I'd say, hey, listen, I want to introduce you to so-and-so. I want to introduce you to so-and-so. And I want, you know, and he would, it's just a third-party verifier, and he'd answer questions because I didn't know that much about it. And, right now. I did three calls today for somebody that you know, was on my second level today, and I did three calls, three party. You know, they called and were asking questions. They had them watch the video, and I tell people that I'm working with. I say, hey, listen, you call me. Once you've showed the video, if they have any questions that you don't understand, in fact, if they have any questions, you call me and let me get on the phone. It's real powerful to do that.
You know, and you don't necessarily have to call your upline. There's other people in Send Out Cards that might be in the same business that the person is in that you're talking to. You know, if I have a young person that I'm talking to, I might put them in touch with Jeff or Adam, and have Adam or Jeff talk to them. And it's so you don't always have to go up. You just have to go to somebody that's competent, that's either you know, down or on a cross line. And it's, you know, there's a lot of really you know, talented people out there that you can tap into. So
hold on. And that someone's doing the business. So if your upline's not doing it, or if they're flip flopping around, then you call Send Out Cards and say, who's above that person? Who keeps on going? Go all the way to the top, and I promise you that we want to work with you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we should end on that note, Jeff. Don't you?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So
I'm really excited, and so hopefully you guys kind of got our message in a nutshell here tonight. And again, it doesn't matter. What works and matters, what duplicates, and ask yourself, what can my team do more of? Could they do more? Could they invite people to a presentation? Then if they have any questions, invite them to answer them with their upline? We think so. So anyway, don't take our word for it. Experiment with it. Guys, thanks so much for being on the call tonight. Dad, DeMar, appreciate your time. And Jordan, have a safe flight over there to Australia. Wish you well. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the National Conference coming up here soon. Thanks so much.
Very good. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Tamar. Good night, Jeff.